This is Congressman Bob Dole with my weekly radio report from Washington. First of all, I wish to thank this station for carrying my broadcast as a public service. As I said last week, and I continue to say it this week, the primary topic of conversation among rural members of Congress, I might say in both parties, has been what happened in the wheat referendum. How do you analyze the tremendous vote against the program? What are plans and what are the possibilities of new legislation being enacted? And if so, when do you think this will happen? And of course, it's been most interesting. We are beginning to receive mail from farmers, some who voted yes, some who voted no. And of course, these letters from farm people are most helpful to us in trying to analyze, first of all, why they voted as they did, and secondly, what they feel should be done now that the referendum on the 1964 two-price certificate plan failed. And again, I would urge those of you who live on the farm or have interests in wheat legislation that you do contact me and very frankly give me your views. And if you can, and if you wish to, I would appreciate knowing just how you voted. I say this because on last Friday, I asked in our committee hearing, I asked the chairman, Mr. Cooley, when we would start hearings on new wheat legislation. He informed me at that time that the Wheat Subcommittee Chairman, Congressman Graham Purcell of Texas, would be back in Washington about June 1st, and he felt that there would be hearings shortly thereafter. So we're hopeful at least that sometime in the first week of June, we'll sit down in our Wheat Subcommittee, of which I'm a member, and discuss many things. And of course, there's been many theories advanced on what the farmers now want because of the no vote. There are those who feel, and probably justifiably so, that the no vote means simply the farmer wants nothing. He's very satisfied with the existing law, which would be 50% of parity, or about $1.25 or $1.30 if he stayed within his allotments. And he's not asking for any additional program from the government. There are others who feel that the farmer voted no in a protest, first of all, to the propaganda received from the Secretary of Agriculture and through the USDA, and secondly, because, and I think very properly so, the program was oversold by the Department of Agriculture. And the farmer became suspicious. He wasn't certain just what it did contain, but he couldn't understand why there was so much interest being generated through the United States Department of Agriculture. Because historically, in past referendums, the Secretary's position has been to furnish information and not to wade into the battle with both feet and start slugging as he did in this case. So there's that school of thought, that this really wasn't a vote by the farmer saying, I want nothing, I want no new program, but I'm voting because I have no confidence in the Secretary or that I'm disgusted or frustrated about some point in the program. So it's on this basis that we feel, and of course then we have those who voted yes who certainly did want a program. Now some of the people who voted yes now feel that since they didn't want the program that he voted for, perhaps there shouldn't be any new program. We should vote again in a referendum next year on a two-price plan. Well, frankly, I don't feel the farmers will be any more receptive next year in a referendum than they were this year. So what do we do now in Congress to act responsibly, which we have an obligation to do to everyone, whether you voted yes, whether you voted no, whether you're Republican or Democrat? And as I've said before, there's been no evidence in my mail that the farmers who voted yes and the farmers who voted no or vice versa have ever considered this to be a partisan matter. I'm talking about the referendum. The farmers voted, I feel, in accordance with the conclusions they drew from the information they had. And so we go into any hearing on legislation with several areas of disagreement. Frankly, I feel we have a responsibility to enact some program. But I do feel that the general vote of the farmer and the overwhelming vote in Kansas against the program indicates this. First of all, the farmer wants a voluntary program. And it seems rather inconsistent to me that the administration rammed through Congress a feed grain bill just 3 days before the wheat referendum and boasted about it being a voluntary program. They did this and then they turned right around and asked the farmer to go out and vote in wheat areas for a mandatory program. And I think this one inconsistency was responsible for a large number of no votes. At least our mail reflects this. In other words, they told the wheat farmer, you go out and vote yourself a mandatory program. They told members of Congress to vote for a voluntary program for feed grain producers. I think we should be consistent. So I feel as we go into these hearings, we should go into it on the basis it should be a voluntary program, and it should be one with less governmental interference, even if it means a reduction in income in some areas. Thanks again. I will appreciate your comments. This is Congressman Bob Dole, Washington 25, D.C.